The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Many of you are feeling as if you got pushed off the cliff. Everything changed, drastic changes. So you got pushed off the cliff and are now being forced to embrace changes, to respond to the changes, to walk by faith, to obey God, to believe God, and you are in a position that you don't have any choice except to trust Him. Why? We have never been this way before. We see major changes and drastic changes unfolding. And our expectation when this prophecy was released, we are expecting major changes in the government and the judgment of the wicked people, but the changes started with us, the body of Christ. Why? To mature the body of Christ. You know, even how animals push their little ones in order for them to make it, in order for them to survive. Like the eaglets are being pushed so that they can fly, they can stretch their wings. And same thing with the animals. They are being taught how to defend themselves, how to get some food when it's time for them to grow up. Now, the body of Christ in general is being pushed towards maturity. Because what happened is the failure of the leadership, especially pastors like me, our failure is we continue with the status quo from generation, from decades and decades, over and over again, and the body of Christ is not mature. So the body of Christ, like little children, I'm a mother. When children were young, you have to put them on schedule. And sometimes they play the same toy, they eat the same food. And if you messed up their schedule, they cried and they throw a fit, because they don't understand, because they're set on schedule. And that is what has been happening in the body of Christ. We are being fed every Sunday or every services. We expect the pastor to pray over us, to say hello to us, and we wanted to sit on the same chair over and over again. And now drastic changes took place. Because of the lockdown, some of you are watching the Sunday services via live stream in your pajamas. You're not sitting in your favorite chair in the church, and you are forced to pray because nobody else can come to you. And that is good news, my dear brothers and sisters. That is great news. I just want to remind you about that all of us were pushed out of our comfort zone so that we will mature and we will become whom God called us to be. Major changes and upheavals will continue to happen. And you have to understand, before I go to my main point, you have to understand that the two kingdoms are prospering. The kingdom of this world and the kingdom of our God. They are both prospering here on earth. So you have to realize that all born again believers, those who are followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must operate in the kingdom of our God. We have to apply God's ways of doing things and Lord Jesus be the Lord in every area of our life. Amen. I would like to thank the partners and members of this ministry for your support, for your prayer, for your love. As we continue with our expansion of our outreaches all over the world in obeying the Great Commission in the midst of a chaos, let us look at it as a challenge and opportunity, not as an attack. God is still on the throne, and He's laughing at His enemies. Also, thank you, James, for filling in for me last week. You and Joshua did a great job. I just finished training the Praise and Media team. It is a business and leadership training. Their generation, our children and our children's children generations, will manifest the fullness of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence, and they will disciple many to apply God's ways of doing things in their businesses, in their ministries, and in every sector of society. God's ways of doing things will be implemented by them. Since many things are happening, do not focus on the bad things. You belong in the kingdom of our God. And if you are not born again yet, give me a call so that I can have the privilege of leading you to our Lord Jesus Christ. But it is important now. Two kingdoms are both prospering and operating on this earth, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of our God. And now, since we are pushed off the cliff, we are maturing, and you know the end of it. It's in the book of Revelation. The kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdom of our God and of Christ. Amen? Okay, so that is great news. We know that it's going to manifest. You focus on that. Don't focus on what's happening in the kingdom of the world or the Babylonian system. Jesus always tells us what is going to happen ahead of time. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. So my main point today is you and I must focus on thus saith the Lord. I touched on the subject of the importance of giving praise reports and not negative reports. Me and Joshua covered this repeatedly because the time is at hand. When the Lord delivered the nations of Israel from slavery in Egypt, everything that happened to them, everything the Lord did was supernatural. It never happened before. He parted the Red Sea. They were led by an angel of the Lord and Moses. They experienced the fire by night and cloud by day. They ate manna from heaven for the first time. But every time they faced challenges, they wanted to go back to where they had been, being a slave to Egypt. Them reaching or occupying the promised land should have taken only about 2 weeks. 2 weeks to reach their destination. 2 weeks to reach the promised land. And it took them 40 years and lost a generation except for Caleb and Joshua. Why? They'd rather spread the bad reports. They grumbled. They complained. They have forgotten all the things that God did in those times. They believed the 10 spies who brought in bad report. Right now, we have a lot of bearer of bad news. Everywhere, it seems like Satan is winning. No. But like Caleb and Joshua, we need to focus on the thus saith the Lord. Something serious, something bad will manifest when you focus on the negative. You lose sight on who God is. You lose sight and forget about what God has promised you. You lose sight of the Almighty God. So do not focus on the negatives, but focus on the promises of God. Do not give in to fear. Trust God. We have to realize in the kingdom of God, without our Lord Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. And you read numerous times, you know about King David, that he was a man after God's own heart. He was anointed king over Israel to replace Saul. He was anointed by the prophet Samuel. He was about 16 years old at that time. After he was anointed by the prophet Samuel, the spirit or the presence of the Lord was with him always. It took him 13 years before he became king over Israel. After he was anointed king, I want you to look at this now, focused on it. After he was anointed by prophet Samuel and the Lord was with him, even then he was sent back to normal life. It's not supernatural. His father sent him back to attend the sheep. He was patient. He did not complain or grumble. Why? he focused on God. David knew that God chose him to be the future king to replace King Saul. He knew it is a matter of time, because the thus saith the Lord has already been released. And keep in mind, when God give you a prophetic word or a promise, he watches those words to perform them. So Jesse sent back David, even though he was already anointed by Samuel. His family members did not recognize him. And just like you, you will receive a prophecy. It is your responsibility to focus on them in spite of going through challenges. That if you expect supernatural things are going to happen at the right moment and things will start manifesting. Some, if it's healing or if it's deliverance or breakthrough, sometimes it manifests. But as far as your future is concerned, sometimes it takes a process, because it takes a building of one's character to be able to be a king, to manage God's people or to govern God's people. And at the same time, God did not reveal, even though he was a prophet, God did not reveal all the details and the timing to David. God will not reveal to you the details. It is not your responsibility to know everything. It is your responsibility to obey and follow God's instruction to the letter. When Jesse sent David to check on his brothers, David was not sent on an errand, but he was sent towards his destiny. A simple instruction, a simple activity from his father. Once there, David found out about Goliath and how the entire Israeli army were quaking in fear. They were so intimidated because they saw the physical on how tall and how strong Goliath was. So the army saw Goliath through their natural eyes and through their own understanding. David, on the other hand, saw him as someone who did not have covenant with Almighty God. David saw him as uncircumcised Philistine. He ran towards Goliath, who felt insulted because he saw David, young, good-looking, and not as strong as he was. And David ran towards him because of two major things. Goliath did not have a covenant with God. And second, David was anointed as king of Israel to replace Saul, and that have not manifested yet. So he knew he's not going to die. He is going to win that battle. It doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter about his limited physical abilities or inabilities to fight, but he knew because of the thus saith the Lord and has not been fulfilled, that David was the chosen future king. So he ran towards Goliath because he knew Goliath will not be able to kill him. God is faithful. So if you are today having prophecies that have not fulfilled yet and have not given up hope, consider the faithfulness of our Almighty God. Consider his mercy. Consider his love towards you. And as soon as you follow the instruction, repent of your unbelief. Nullify those negative words that you have been spreading around. And forgive, let go. You're not going to be taken out involuntarily on the face of the earth, because God is faithful and he will fulfill the prophecy that he gave you. He's actually, over these years of unbelief, of rebellion against him, of doing things selfishly, God is still watching those words that were released upon your life to fulfill them. Joshua chapter 21, verses 43 through 45. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land he had sworn to give their ancestors, and they took possession of it and settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had solemnly promised their ancestors. None of their enemies, remember that, none of their enemies could stand against them, for the Lord helped them conquer all their enemies. Not a single one of all the good promises the Lord had given to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Everything he had spoken came true. Our Lord Jesus Christ promised us before he was taken to heaven to sit at the right hand of God, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. He gave us all the authority that is in his name, all the power and authority in heaven and on earth. And he instructed or commanded us to follow the Great Commission. So his promise is, you follow and obey and disciple many, he will be with us until the end of the age. He is that faithful and almighty, and this is the beginning of the end of the age. So he is going to be with us as long as we preach and obey the Great Commission. As long as you and I are not sinning, as long as we stop grumbling, not spreading bad reports, as long as we are in obedience to God, you have nothing to fear or to be concerned about. We must go through, and the things that are happening as a nation, as a church, we've never been this way before, and major changes and upheavals so that the true government of God, the true structure of the church, will emerge as it is out of order. So consider the personal prophecies that you have in your life. And no one can stop you. No one can withstand you. Only you, if you give up. Only you can disqualify yourself. Because God will not and does not change his mind. So rejoice. As long as you're still alive and breathing, there's still hope. And there are more blessings and opportunities coming your way. And there are more territories to conquer for Jesus. Amen? The other great news and the other thus saith the Lord that we have to be very mindful of is this decade is a season of acceleration. It is a season of restoration and a season of power. It is also a season of clarity, of vision, and understanding. We were going to have clarity, a knowledge, and deep understanding on who God is and his ways of doing things. One example that have been manifesting in this country is the prophecy in Isaiah 1:26. It says, I will restore your judges as in the days of old, your counselors as in the beginning, and you'll be called a faithful city. In President Trump's years in office, as of June 2020, this year, there are 200 conservative federal judges that have been confirmed for a lifetime appointments. This is the first time that this much judges were confirmed by one sitting president in more than 50 years. And God is not done yet. A brighter future for our country, for the future generation, and for our children's children. Because why? God remembers and will always remember the covenant of our founding fathers of this country, that they founded this nation to be one nation under God, and that is going to begin to be fulfilled. So stay in the kingdom of God, okay? There are two kingdoms, remember? The kingdom of this world and the kingdom of our God. Stay in the kingdom of our God. God is faithful. And also the prophecy that he commanded me to release for the uprooting of the wickedness that is in Washington, D.C., that all the nations of the world are feeding off it. This is just the beginning. The truth is, and I wanted to say this, Why are there so many chaos nowadays? Why, in spite of the truth being revealed, why are so many bad things happening? Because Satan is trying to deceive the children of our God into thinking and saying that he is winning. So he is now using the media, the elites, the wicked and corrupt people. But he is actually losing ground that he will not be able to recover without our cooperation, body of Christ. I just cited one praise reports, and there are so many. Open your eyes and the harvest is ripe. Understand this. God is a holy and a just God. The perpetrators, the wicked people, including big corporations, will be dealt with severely. Corrupt politicians will be dealt with severely. If you and I will focus on the Thus Saith the Lord and the instructions contained in those prophecies and trust Him, the manifestations of these things and events will be accelerated. Glory to God! I have so many things to tell you, but I don't have that much time. But last week, as I isolated myself and checked into one of the hotels here in San Antonio, before the Lord gave me the message or the outline for the training, He reminded me all the prophecies, all His promises and visions He gave me personally, those things that have manifested and those things that have not. And he said, I am watching the word, Christina, to fulfill them. So I'm excited about that. In the midst of pandemic, in the midst of chaos, it doesn't matter because I will focus on God and the things will manifest and the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence will manifest so that the body of Christ can finance the preaching of the gospel and restore and mature the body of Christ. One of the prophecies, I will take it personally so that the Lord will remind you of yours that have manifested and those that have not manifested yet so that you can focus on Him. One of these prophecies is that I will travel all over the world ministering to people in every walk of life, including presidents, kings, governors, etc. That prophecy continues to manifest even now. So I check this prophecy as fulfilled and being fulfilled. Second prophecy is that I will experience such an anointing that people will get slain without me touching or praying for them. This prophecy started manifesting in 2006 and it continues to manifest even now. So I will put that on the manifested prophecy column. So those are being fulfilled. What has not manifested yet, in which I am not focusing on until the Lord reminded me, that is the manifestations of all the businesses that He gave me and my dream house. They are in the works right now. But I have to prioritize me obeying the Great Commission. And that will always be first, and let God worry on how He will manifest those things, especially now that my children are all adults. So things are going to be accelerated, including in your life. So I want you to focus on the Thus Saith the Lord. Well, I don't have any personal prophecies. Well, find the prophecies that are in the scripture, obey the instruction, you focus on God. And therefore, you got a prophecy. And I'm running out of time. So God bless you for tuning in. Remember, we're still operating in a lockdown mode as far as our services are concerned. We have many senior citizens in the congregation, and we are responsible in protecting them. You don't want to miss the Thus Saith the Lord to the nations, to the church, and probably to you personally, by staying tuned in this radio broadcast and by joining us in our live streaming services, Sunday at 10:30 in the morning and evening Sunday service and Wednesday services at 7:30 p.m. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and that's where we live stream. Again, go to our website, sogmi.org. sogmi.org. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.